You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Right, in a few minutes' time, I'm going to be chatting to Richard Pryor. We're going to be talking about his new band that he's formed, but I'm going to play one of his previous band tracks. It's he was with Pebble Man. He was also with Boulevard Blues, but we'll be chatting all about that. This is one from Pebble Man, and it's called Under My Gun. That was Pebble Man and Mr. Richard Pryor himself, and he is sitting in the studio with me. The track was called Under My Gun. Good evening, Richard, and welcome back to Zone Radio.
Yeah, a warm welcome to you, Judy, and all your listeners.
Thank you.
Great to be back, yeah?
It's lovely to have you back. It's been a while. It was over a year ago that you were on the Blues, no?
A year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yes. Can you believe it?
Feels like last month.
I know. Time just flies by. So you were telling me now that was Pebble Man very early. That was a 2008 track, and that was you doing solo, doing all the drums, everything yourself on that one.
Yeah, I produced two albums with – they were solo albums. I pretty much put everything together. I did the bass. I played all the guitars. I did the vocals, the drums. I programmed the drums. I didn't actually play them.
Okay.
And I recorded it myself, put it all together. And so I've got two of those solo albums out.
Yeah.
And then I've got another one that I never released.
Oh.
So maybe at some stage I will. It's an album just called The Lost Pebbles, that never were. It's about 8 or 9 tracks that from the early 2000s.
Okay,
really.
All right. And then from there you grew the band. You had Robbie Stemmett on the bass, and then you had Jesse Jordan on vocals, yourself on lead.
Yeah, all the while I was doing that Pebble Man album and stuff, I was full-time with Boulevard Blues.
Yes.
So that was my main gigging band.
Yes.
But on the side, I was doing the Pebble Man solo project, just me. And then I...
Because it was more rock than blues, eh?
It was, yeah. And then I was wanting to turn it into a live show, live band, and eventually got the band members together to finally make Pebble Man the band.
Yeah.
And that was a gigging band. Mm-hmm. And then we did another 3 albums with the band. So,
yeah, it was a fabulous band. I kind of miss them, and I do miss Jesse Jordan, I must be honest.
No, I miss him the most. Eh?
Yes. But he's doing okay overseas, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But now we're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about the future, because you've started a new band called Gin Wizard.
Yes.
Why that name?
Well, you know, it is a bit of a story, because Gin Wizard, basically, I drank a hell of a lot of gins one night, and I really had such a bad spell, I couldn't even spell wizard.
Is it rather two Z's?
So, yeah, if you put two spells together, you may get Gin Wizard. So,
okay, right.
You know, that's the story I tell, you know, and I like that story. I'm sticking to it. Okay.
Okay, I'll believe you just for now. I'll ask you off air for the truth. So who does the band consist of? It's yourself on lead guitar. I know Robbie's in there, Robbie Stemmett on bass.
Yeah, Robbie on bass. We've got Michael on keys. And Dylan Myberg on drums.
Okay.
And then it used to be a mainstay with Chloe Eddie on vocals, and then I used to bring the other vocalists and guest artists to surround us five.
Yes.
There was the five in it. But Chloe unfortunately had to leave the band in January this year.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah, she had vocal nodules. So.
Oh, dear.
She was rocking out with us for 2 years, and they took their toll.
Oh, shame.
Those gigs. And so she's had to give it a break. I'm hoping that she will slowly ease back into it, and maybe even look forward to one or two at the end of towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But she's going to have to ease back into it, because you know, you don't want to go through that again. You know,
no,
you
know, absolutely. You've got to
ease into it gently. Maybe this time around, start with a bit of blues.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yeah, I would imagine with her voice she'd be great at blues as well. And you normally have Norza in with you doing the blues tracks normally, don't you?
Yes, Norza is wonderful. I've been playing with her ever since, 12 years ago from Mercury days.
Yeah.
But Chloe, we were definitely getting a blues rep together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started on that in the beginning of the year. And then she had to pull out. So we really hadn't. We hadn't really fully explored her blues side.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to still continue that chapter.
Yeah. So what causes nodules? Is it just straining of the vocal cords?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. I mean, you know, a lot of the gigs we do are some of them are tribute shows,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are very loud, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you know, the onstage volume is extremely loud. The monitoring may not be sufficient for the vocalist to quite hear their voice, and they may actually end up pushing just too hard.
Okay.
And just straining that voice over a certain time period can cause little tears.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
they get turned into a cyst.
Oh.
And, the air going over the vocal cords changes and you can't hit certain notes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think also looking at your monitoring system, maybe getting in-ears
mm-hmm.
will help a lot with that.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Okay.
In-ears, I think, will definitely help.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got a gig coming up at Cafe Rue next Friday, the 13th of September. So without Chloe, have you got someone in her place at the moment?
Well, I mean, right through this year, I mean, I've been using a lot of different vocalists. I quite like the change-up of vocalists. Each vocalist brings an energy and a different sort of vibe and skill set to the show. So.
Yeah.
I've been using Anorza for a lot of the blue stuff,
mm-hmm.
Amelia for much more of the rock stuff.
Okay.
Mr. Bardot, Anton, for some of the blues. He's
mm-hmm.
he's got a powerful voice and I'm able to get back into quite a bit of blues with him.
Okay.
And then we've got Esme joining, who just recently joined us, and she's got like definitely a blues rock
mm-hmm.
background.
Okay.
And she's sort of getting back into it again, and so she'll be finding some live action again for the Cafe Rue one
mm-hmm.
and the next two gigs after that. So
okay.
she's got three gigs with us.
Okay.
But it's always two or three vocalists, two minimum,
generally. Yeah. Okay, good. And what sort of lineup have you got planned for Cafe Rue?
Well, obviously, we've got Norza bringing her stuff. She hasn't been there for a couple of years at
mm-hmm.
Cafe Rue, so it'll be nice to have her back.
She was there last time, and was that 2 years ago when
yeah,
I saw you last
well,
at Cafe Rue?
It's probably, you know, the last time I was here.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But I've been at Cafe Rue since then, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if Norza has been.
Mm.
And then Esme will be joining as
okay.
well. And maybe a surprise guest. Who knows? We've got some instrumentals as well. We've been pushing the blues rock
mm-hmm.
thing a little bit more
mm-hmm.
As opposed to just tribute shows. Because
yeah.
even though we will do tribute shows,
yeah.
it's really nice to explore some of the blues standards and
absolutely.
Some of the just your own arrangements and some of the collabs and improvisation that goes with it.
Okay. And I'm going to put you on the spot now. Any of Richard Pryor originals in the show?
We were planning to back in the beginning, and Chloe had even started singing a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult because we, you know, to find the range, Jesse's sort of range, and then sort of take that over to a new vocalist.
Mm.
It's sometimes quite difficult because those songs were actually written for Jesse.
Mm.
As far as my own writing goes, I have not actually written, sort of gone through a little bit of a patch where I've been playing a lot of blues and putting shows together, but not writing.
Mm.
And hopefully I can actually get back to some of that at some stage. But I'm definitely not in a writing phase of my life. It's
okay.
more playing.
Okay. Because I have to tell you, I mean, you wrote Blues at Night, which was a Boulevard Blues track.
Yes.
And do you know how often that song gets requested on Zone Radio? People absolutely love it. And then you also wrote Edge of Nails, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, those are probably two of my favorite tracks.
Well, that's great to hear.
So you need
wonderful.
To write more because you do write good stuff.
I know I do because, you know, late at night it starts to remind me as well that I need to.
Yes.
I think I should. And then general life gets in the way sometimes,
yes,
you
know.
And trying to earn a living and paying bills. And then you find that the creative process is quite a selfish one where – it's not earning much money either.
Mm.
So it's quite difficult to balance
I'm sure.
That.
Yeah. So how do you earn a living? Do you only earn a living from gigs that you perform, or do you have a daytime job as well?
I don't have a daytime job, but I do. I mean, I guess I do. I teach.
Okay.
I teach guitar.
Right.
But it's all to do with music, and mm-hmm. I do shows, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Okay.
Every now and again, I get the opportunity to put on a bigger show or a festival.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done one since the tribute fest at Hillcrest Quarry.
Okay.
That was the last actual festival that I hosted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I missed that one, unfortunately. I think we had something on that weekend because it sounded great as well.
Yeah.
And it was well attended, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah. Well, you've got a great following, I must say. So your shows are generally well attended. How are the sales going for the Cafe Roo next week?
No, pretty good. I think we've got about 70% sold.
Wow.
So just got to move the other 30.
Yeah, well, this valley tends to wake up a bit late.
Yeah. we've got a the band's got a slightly dysfunctional relationship with empty tables and chairs. I'm hoping.
Come folks, book your tickets.
Book the other 30%.
Yeah, so we can look forward to a lot of blues rock. Is there any sort of rock? Because I've invited friends of ours to join us, and he's not a blues lover. Oh. I told him he's going to be rock.
There will be some rock, for sure. I mean, we've got some of the favorites, and we've got some Led Zeppelins and, some of the more common favorites, crowd favorites.
Yeah.
But also some of the other blues and blues rock sort of arrangements.
Because years ago, Boulevard Blues used to do, I can't remember, what's the other band? There was always the battle of blues against versus rock that you used to do long ago.
Blues it meets was, rock shows.
Yes, that's right. So what was that? Pebbleman and Boulevard Blues or...
Yes. Yeah, I mean, sometimes. Yes. I didn't often do that, but
fun.
We had a Boulevard and Pebbleman. Or I would get, I remember there was Ballistic Blues,
yes.
And then we'd do a rock show afterwards, we'd have the blues meets rock shows.
Yeah.
But then they changed up and became, it got quite difficult to actually have two or three different bands. We just all started bringing the guests in.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So we might have a surprise guest next Friday, are you saying? Maybe.
Maybe.
Mm. You're keeping us in the dark.
I've been talking to Eric.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. Clapton. This is not just
really?
Any Eric, eh?
Oh, my goodness. My heart just stopped there.
Yeah.
You know he's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
you just had to throw that in just to tease me.
Yep.
All right. So, what else can we expect from the show?
Well, we've got, you can definitely expect some musical pyrotechnics. So, you know, we've got, I've got some great musos in the band, and it's always fun. Some of the songs are not completely planned and they can go left or right, which is quite exciting.
Yes.
And I've got some new songs with Esme that she has not sung before, and we've never played before.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Has Esme been with other bands at all, or should I have heard of her?
Yes, she has. I'm trying to think. She was with a band called Black Sugar.
Okay.
Back in the day, played a lot of shows out in Stellenbosch because that's where she's based.
Right.
She's guested with Basson quite a few times.
Okay.
So she grew up in the blues scene.
Mm. So you were last time I interviewed you. You said you preferred rock to blues. So it sounds like to me that you're going back to blues.
Well, I like both genres: blues, rock, and I'm wanting to get more back to the blues, and I've also been looking for a venue to maybe, you know, like the old Bluestown sessions at Mercury. That was great, where we'd have a midweek gig, and we just get some people to pretty much form the show. So it was unrehearsed, but it was, you know, we'd see.
Yeah, those were great.
So, yeah, I did approach Cafe Roo, and they were quite keen to do something in the week, maybe starting from November onwards.
Okay.
And we were thinking of maybe the Cafe Blue sessions.
Okay.
And so that could be something of a monthly blues thing in the Deep South, where it won't be Gin Wizard. It'll just be a different backing band. Mm. Maybe my idea of having the backline blues band and bringing in different musicians, some really wonderful ones, some ones you didn't know, or some well-known musos. So it could be.
Yeah, because at Mercury, it was also a forum for people to come and try out. I mean, I remember Naledi, who used to present on Zone. She actually came and did a couple of numbers there. And she'd never performed on stage before. So it was an opportunity for her as well.
For sure, yeah. It won't really be like the Barleycorn, because the Barleycorn is pretty much like, you know, if you want to play, you play. It'll definitely be like, there needs to be obviously be somebody who's quite established or somebody who's got something to offer.
It's not going to be a
free-for-all sign up and see what happens.
Yeah,
you know, it's
sure.
not going to be that.
That sounds intriguing. So, yeah. But there must be other venues around.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lack of venues, actually, that sort of can accommodate so many musicians.
Well, just to maybe want to accommodate a blues night. So
when you say midweek, is it going to be a Wednesday night?
Probably a Thursday.
You see, now Thursday. I like that because I can come on a Thursday.
There you go. Thursday's just, you know, you can always take Friday off. Mm. So Thursday can actually be Friday.
Okay. I hope my boss is listening.
just bring it forward one day.
Yes, why not?
No. And Friday's a great day to take off. So you've got three
most people
days.
Do in Cape Town.
3 days.
When I look at the traffic on a Friday, I know most people take the day off. So what else have you got planned for your future?
Well, we've got some cool gigs coming up. We've got Dibur coming up at the end of the month on the 27th. And then Boulevard Blues getting back together for a reunion gig.
Oh,
can
really?
We believe it?
Oh, that'll be awesome.
We're doing the Jones Fest out at...
Daisy Jones?
No, it's out at... Jan Haramschat.
Where is this?
Nabe Ashton.
Okay.
And there's a fest there with Arnu and the Black Cat Bones and Bonneboom.
Sure.
And we're getting the band back together with Dale. Mm-hmm. Dale's going to help out.
Okay.
And
Dr. John's going to be there, I'm sure.
Dr. John will be there. And I look forward to seeing the old family for that one. And then after that, a week later, we've got the Winelands Blues Fest, which is with Pat Lansky, Albert Frost, myself, Basson Lopesha, Koos Kombase.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And then the Young Earth Blues with Alec Griffiths.
Yes.
So that should be pretty cool. I mean, that's at the Daisy Jones. That's on the 19th of October. So
19th of October.
It'd be nice to get the old, I mean, that's going to be like a reunion blues gig, especially for me.
Yeah, and Boulevard will be there as well?
Boulevard won't be there. Boulevard are not really gigging, actively gigging.
Okay.
Every now and again we come back for a special gig, and we include Dale, but we're not actively gigging from month to month.
Yeah.
No.
Pity. Because you were very popular.
I miss Boulevard Blues, absolutely. But, you know, things change.
Things evolve and change.
People get older and, You can't keep, sometimes you just can't keep that same
momentum going.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
But it was one of the, it's probably the highlight band of my career. We used to just gig all the time. We were a real team. We were a real band. It wasn't hired guns. We were a close-knit family, and we'd tour together. We'd go and do everything together. So when that was happening, that was probably the best live musical time of my life.
Yeah.
That was great.
And are you hoping to recreate that with Gin Wizard to an extent? Or not, because you'll be changing your lineup so often, won't have that same sort of family feel, hey?
No, it's quite difficult to have that unless you're in your 20s maybe and come through the ranks. But when you're in your 50s, everyone's like, I can't make that one. You've got to get somebody to dip in. And not everybody's going to be on the same page because 50-year-olds are not as easy to move around. you know what I mean? They just... they get grumpy.
Listen, you make 50 sounds so old. What about us 60-year-olds?
Well, they get even grumpier. Well, I think maybe 50-year-olds, you know, they get grumpy, and then 60 they realize, well, you're not going to change anything. I should just be grateful you're not 70.
Yeah, well, hopefully you get to 70, because when you're sort of in your 60s, you start thinking 70's not that far off anymore. No, I mean,
and then, when you're in your 70s, the 80-year-olds start calling you youngster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always something to look forward to. Well, I'm looking forward to the show next Friday, and it starts at what time? 7 o'clock, yeah.
Normally. Yeah, I think about 7:15, or 7:15, the actual music starts, and we play till about 10:15.
Okay. So it's
got two sets.
Nice long evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, if you haven't booked your tickets yet, get onto the Cafe Roo website and click on events and look for Gin Wizard.
Blues Rock Extravaganza.
Blues Rock Extravaganza with Gin Wizard.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen Richard Pryor perform before, I promise you, you're in for a treat, because he's an incredible guitarist and he's a lot of fun on stage too.
Thank you.
And then there's Robbie. I mean, Rob Stemmett on bass is just phenomenal. I'm not too familiar with your other members yet.
Well, Dylan, I mean, I must say he's got some real skills on the drums. Mm-hmm. And I give him a little bit of leeway every now and again to really bringing his chops to the fore.
Yeah.
You know, give him some space. And he's pretty young, Dylan, mm-hmm. and so is Michael.
Yeah.
And Michael's got some great keyboard chops, and I give them room to show them off, you know.
Okay.
I want them to bring them to the fore.
That stage at Cafe Roo is quite small for all of you. Do you find it a bit cramped sometimes?
Yeah, it can be. I think it's a little bit better now that they've moved it across to the other side.
Yeah, because it's now on the left side here.
You know, it's, you know, for a three-piece, it's ample.
Yeah.
For a six-piece, sometimes it can get a little bit cramped. And
yeah, because you like to move around a bit on the stage, don't you?
I've got moves, eh? And I've been working on them. So, yeah, even moves are getting...
even in your 50s.
My moves are getting more, wilder.
Oh, really? Are you going to let your hair down, Richard?
I'd love to. Oh, man. Jeez. I miss, you know, out of everything, I miss my hair the most. Not my memory, it's my hair.
Yeah, no, memory one can live without. No, but I mean, you know, most people actually shave their hair to look like yours. At least you don't have to do that.
I do actually shave my hair.
Do
because,
you?
Yeah, because it only grows on the sides. And then I look like a dodgy science professor.
or one of those Hasidics.
Yeah, no, it's not a good look.
Mm-mm.
So
not for a rocker.
So yeah, so I have to, I pretty much shave it just to sort of maintain some integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't afford the Jacques Collis hair.
No.
I think he paid quite.
Those were implants, eh?
Yeah, that was a few hundred thousand, I think. So maybe back a buddy.
Yeah.
Get my hair back.
Maybe you could do that. We had a guy that I worked with.
Back a dome.
Back a hair.
Yeah.
We had a guy that I worked with when I was in the corporate world, and he used to be very bald. And then one day he arrived at work and he had this head full of hair.
Oh, really?
And he'd gone for those implants. And I must say, they looked very natural and very good. But well, they are expensive.
Yeah, I know. Look, it's a lottery thing. I'm going for the lottery. And it's right there on my list. Because, you know, that was my thing in my 20s.
Yeah.
Was my hair.
Yes.
I love my hair.
Yeah, I've seen photos of you with your long hair.
So, but, hair today, gone tomorrow.
Oh, Patrick's come up with a good one. He says you can call it back a dome.
Back a dome.
There we go.
That's a good one, Patrick.
Very Very good, Patrick. Thank you for that one.
we'll be playing at the Backerdome.
Backerdome, right. Yeah. So come and support Mr. Pryor and his band because he needs money for his hair transplant.
Yep. Jeez, I do.
Come along to Cafe Roo next Friday. Come at about 6:30. Have a meal. And then enjoy some great blues rock. I promise you, folks, I've seen the band, and Noza has a voice that is just
golden, sweet.
I mean, when she sings, is she going to do it?
She will. I'm sure she will.
I'd rather go blind. She's going to do it.
I'm sure she will.
When she sings it, I cry. The first time I heard Noza sing, I actually cried. It was so beautiful. She's just got an incredible voice. She really has.
Yeah, I know she has.
So you're in for a big treat. If you haven't seen Gin Wizard yet, please go onto the Cafe Roo website, click on events, and book for the Blues Rock Extravaganza with Gin Wizard.
We're going to have a dome hat as well.
A dome hat. Okay. Yeah. All right, we're going to pass a dome hat around. It's going to be a lot of fun, I promise you. So is there anything else you want to share before I say goodbye to you?
Well, I don't think there was anything else.
You brought notes.
Well, I was just having a look. I actually covered everything without looking at my note.
Well done. See, your memory's not so bad.
Memory's not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
That's it. What can I say? Weather in Cape Town is pretty dodgy. Eh?
Yes, but it's an inside event, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so we'll be okay.
Cape Townians don't care. It gets dodgy. The indoor can even affect them indoors.
No, that's true. But, I mean, I've been to a couple of nights at Cafe Roo where you've almost swum there because it's been so wet. And the crowds were still there.
Yeah, they were.
So, folks, I must say that they do normally sell out, so don't delay too much. I know we're in the restful valley, and we tend to wake up a little bit late, but you don't want to miss out on this one. So get your tickets now; it's going to be a great show. Richard, thanks for coming in. I'm going to play out with Edge of Nails by Pebble Man.
Oh, well, thank you. It's one of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites too. So
well, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you next Friday.
Yes,
and travel safely back over the mountain.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Richard.
To resonate takes me into